This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi guys, it's Shelly Wade. Super excited to be here at the Sound Space at the Hard Rock for the Odyssey check-in with Neo.
Yeah, hey Neo.
So excited. I was telling Neo that the last time I interviewed you was a few years back when I lived on the West Coast and I showed him the pic that I posted and you were like,
"Oh no, no, we don't age around here." Yeah, we have a strong,
both still looking fab.
Strong case of Benjamin Button going on around here. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. Yes.
So how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm better than fantastic. I'm in a great, great space. Things are going great in my career. Things are going great in my love life. My kids are healthy and smart and bad as hell, but healthy and smart. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah, man, things are good. Things are good.
Yeah, I was just saying this earlier that, like, if you Google Neo, the first 10 pages will be about your personal life,
which is astonishing
to me because you have, I mean, just the quality of music that you have contributed, you know, to us. I mean, that's what we should be talking about.
I agree. I guess it kind of speaks to the world we live in right now. It's all right. I don't so much mind anymore what gets you in the room. It's what keeps you in the room. You know, if my personal life is what made you Google my name and then you Google my name and then you get the music, that's fine. I don't even care. As long as you get to the important part, which is how I rock. As long as you get to the important part.
So one of our all-time favorite songs by Neo is Miss Independent. We can start calling you Mr. Independent because you are now independent. You're an independent artist.
Yes.
You're putting out new music via your Compound.
Compound Entertainment.
Entertainment. Yes, tell us all about that.
Well, I can't talk too bad about the machine because the machine, you know, over the last 17, 18 years did very, very, very good by me. You know, I've achieved things in music that, you know, most can only dream of, more than I ever dreamed of personally, you know, so I can't talk real bad about the machine. However, there are elements of the machine that just, you know, after a while, I just kind of realized that I was stressing over and I didn't have to anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Dealing with the opinions of people who opinions that you don't so much respect, you know, in some situations.
Yeah.
And you know, a guy behind a desk can't tell me what my music is supposed to sound like. He can't do that, but he'll try because he's part of the record label and it's basically his job to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being on someone else's time schedule and having to deal with someone else's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll do a song Monday, want to drop it Tuesday, and they're like, "No, you have to wait 6 months." And I'm like, "Wait, what? Why? Come on. All of that. And then plus I realized that at this point in my career, my fan base is kind of built in. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the people that rock with me, they're there. And whatever I drop, they're going to go get it. They're going to make sure that they check it out. So, and then on top of that, my team is immaculate. I have an amazing group of people mm-hmm. that I work with. I don't like saying stand behind me because they don't stand behind me. We stand so shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Like these people hold me down, and you know, without them, I would leave my head at home, and amongst other things. And they are more than capable of doing everything that needs to be done. So by choice, I decided to go independent. You know, and I can honestly say that it's been an interesting journey, but it's been a good one. You know, as an independent artist, there's things that certain things that fall on your shoulders that didn't as a signed artist. You know, for example, every red cent that is spent is one of mine.
Yeah,
that's that's not exactly fun. However, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather go broke doing something I love than spend somebody else's money and have to do something I didn't want to do. You know?
So what's your experience now that you're releasing music on under Compound? Does it feel any different in the way you're, you know, writing and producing and what you're putting out? And tell us about the new music.
Not necessarily different. I mean, I feel more free. I feel like I have the power to do whatever it is I want to do whenever I want to do it,
yeah.
You know, and being an artist that was signed to a label for as many years as I've been, that is priceless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to speak on the new music, mm-hmm. I'm just in a, I can't necessarily say an honest place because I've never necessarily been dishonest in my music
mm-hmm.
to be completely 100%. I've been more honest in my music than I have in my actual life. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean? It's things that if I couldn't say it out my mouth, I could write it in a song.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think I'm just kind of putting a magnifying glass on that. You know, the freedom of just truth. You know, living in my truth, walking in my truth, unapologetically. You know, not concerned with opinions or just what people think, what people say. These things bog you down. You know what I mean? It's just crazy that we live in a time where validation from strangers is like currency.
Hmm.
I don't get it. I don't understand. And mind you, I won't act holier than thou as if I've always been this person. But you know, I definitely had to grow to this.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, I look back and go, wow, I really used to let the opinions of strangers ruin my day.
Mm.
And these people do not know me, and I don't know them.
So you are currently on tour with our girl Mary J. Blige,
yeah.
And Mario. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the fact that you've written so many amazing songs, beautiful songs for Mary and for Mario. How
Indeed.
Is it touring with artists who you've had such a huge impact on, you know, their lives and their careers by writing hits for them?
It feels very family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mary has always been just one of those real, like, grassroots, true to life people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mind you, she has all of the makings of a diva. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if she walked in here and she had women throwing roses at her feet as she walked, it'd be completely valid. It's like, all right, well, I mean, it's Mary. That's fine. It's Mary, of course. But she's also the kind of person that's going to ask if you ate today. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get up and go get you a glass of water if you need one. Like, mm-hmm. like she's just real people, and she genuinely cares about people.
Mm-hmm.
From the day I met Mary J. Blige to now, it's always been, you know, that family member who you're going to go over to their house and you know you're going to eat good.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to laugh. You know, y'all might have a serious life conversation. You might shed a tear, and it's totally okay. Nobody's judging you. Like, that's Mary.
Yeah.
And I love people like that. I love mm-hmm. people that are unapologetically who they are, and people that actually give a damn about people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mario, same situation, man.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of, dare I say, we damn near started our careers together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because writing that song for him is kind of what got me the attention that got me my Def Jam deal. And then, of course, that song being one of his biggest kind of, you know, catapulted him to where he wound up. And so, yeah, man, we've been growing up in this thing together, you know, and it's great to just be able to share the stage with people that you genuinely respect. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to be in the audience for the show.
Man, listen, this is one of those shows, and I've been saying this all week. This is one of those shows where you are literally going to sing every single song. You're gonna sing you this is for my fans, this is by my fans, because y'all gonna sing every song with us, every single song from Mario set to my set to Mary set. You walk in with a certain amount of voice and you leave with less voice than you walked in with. That's the kind of tour this is.
So Neil and I were talking before the interview, and he was saying that he has his sunglasses on, not because he's trying to be cool. I mean, listen, you're cool with or without the glasses.
Thank you. I'll take
but
that.
You have them on because.
Oh yeah, no, I've slept about 3 hours in the last 6 months. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah,
and
but that is not a complaint.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining at all. Busy is an absolute blessing.
Just being truthful.
You know, but I ain't want to scare y'all with what's going on up under here, so get the glasses on.
But I bring it up because you are so busy doing so many things.
Definitely doing a lot of things that make it somewhat impossible to go to sleep. Yeah, yeah. So we got the tour. I just recently fell in love with the game of golf. Yes.
I saw that. You have a golf tournament?
Me and my manager, we started a golf clothing line. You know, my manager, shouts to Tango, was trying to get me on the golf course for a really, really long time, and I just had zero interest because the clothes is weird and it's hot, and I just know I'm not going to be good at the game, so it's like I'm not going out there.
Didn't you say the clothes were weird?
The clothes are weird. I'm sorry.
Are you making them unweird?
That is the point that I was getting to. I said, if I'm going to be out here hot, And swinging at nothing, because again, golf is one of the five hardest games on the face of the planet. It takes a level of patience that most people don't have, and I am in the process of developing the patience it takes to play this game. It's one of them games where you got to play for a few years before you can call yourself even remotely good.
All right,
right? So I'm not good. I'm not good. I'll say it. That's cool.
But we're gonna get
better. Hey everybody, my name is Neo, and I'm not good at golf yet. Yet is the key word.
But you're gonna get better.
I'm going to get better. Mm-hmm. And as I'm out there looking crazy, I look good while I'm looking crazy. That's the point I was getting to.
Priorities.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. Who cares about winning?
Yeah.
You got to look good.
It's about looking good even if you're losing. It's like, all right. Yeah, he lost, but did you see the outfit? That's what you want people to say. No, so Francis Olago, O-L-O-G-O, okay, is the name of the brand.
Okay.
Olagosport.com is where you can go if you want to check it out. We got everything from hats, attire, shoes, bags. We're getting into hardware now with clubs and balls and the whole nine. Mm. We're doing our first annual celebrity golf tournament, April 28th in Georgia at the Eagles Landing Country Club. Really, really excited about that. Again, olagosport.com for anybody that wants to play, or if you just want to come check it out.
First of all, tell us your experience with working with Michael, and also your favorite Neo song and your favorite song that you've done for someone else.
I got the absolute honor of meeting Michael Jackson not too long before his untimely passing.
Yeah, sadly.
I'll run the story down again because I love telling this story.
Okay.
So I'm in my car, you know, rolling through LA. I think I was en route to a rehearsal or something, and my phone rings and I pick it up. Hello? It's a number, mind you, it's a number I don't have saved in my phone and I normally don't answer those, but something said pick this one up. So all right, I picked it up. Hello? Hi. Who's this? It's Michael. Okay, Michael who? Michael Jackson. Cool. Click. Right?
I thought someone was playing
of
with
course.
You.
Michael Jackson does not just call your damn cell phone. That does not happen, right? So I continued riding. I'm like, all right, whatever. Right? So then I get a call from my assistant and he's like, yo, are you sitting down? I'm in my car. So yeah, I'm sitting down. Okay, Michael Jackson is about to call your phone in about 10 minutes. You mean Michael Jackson just called my phone 10 minutes ago? Bruh, I hung up on oh my God.
Did you call him back or he called you back?
Well, he called me back.
Okay.
And I instantly lied. Hey, yeah, man, I was going under a tunnel. Yeah, bad reception. You know how these phones do. What's going on, Mike? How are you, brother? So from there, you know, he started telling me how much he liked my music, which was just surreal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there was, without Michael Jackson music, there would be no Neo music. I'm going to just keep that a buck. And then he told me that that he wanted to get together and you know, do some music. So of course I'm like, okay, yeah, with time and place, I'm there. So we actually meet up in New York. He wanted to do something private. You know, I could talk about it now. We went to Lior Cohen's house.
Oh wow! Yeah,
shout to Lior Cohen.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the room and I'm waiting for Michael Jackson to walk into the room. He walks in and his first words were, "Oh my God, you know what my favorite song of yours is?" And mind you, in that moment, I turned into a 6-year-old girl on the inside. On the inside, I kept it playing, but on the inside, it was one of those moments. Anyway, so I'm like, nah, man, which one? And then he goes, please don't worry about me, I'm fine. He started singing my song to me. Mm. Again, it took every masculine bone in my body.
I was about to say, did you cry?
Every masculine bone in my body. Yeah. Hmm. So from there, we sat and talked for about 2 hours just about music and you know, how he would, like, sounds have colors and shapes. And I always thought that I was nuts because I kind of see music the same way. And that kind of confirmed to me that either we're both nuts or we're not. One of the two is cool. Both are cool. I don't care. And so we talked about, yeah, he wanted to do another album after the This Is It tour.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm like, all right, cool. So went back to the lab, started working on music. So what it was, I would write a song and then send it to him. And then he would call me and go, I really love the hook. I feel like the second verse could be a little stronger. Maybe go back in on the second verse and da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So it was about roughly anywhere between 6 to 8 songs. I say 6 to 8 because some of them are complete, some of them aren't. That we did together. That the plan was for him to record them again after the tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, he passed before the tour completion, and we never got to record the songs. But I can say that I met one of the people who, again, made this even possible for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's to this day, it's a surreal experience.
Just curious, any of the songs that you wrote for him, mm-hmm. Have you ever recorded and released them or shared them with anyone else? Or no. Do you plan to ever release them?
I think that, and it's one of those things where it's like jumping over shadows. You know, it's problems you create for yourself, you know. It doesn't feel right to put them out as my own. It absolutely doesn't feel right to sell them or give them to somebody else. So they're kind of just sitting in archives waiting for me to figure out what I'm going to do with them.
How many songs?
About 6 that are complete, but roughly 8.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hear, you know, Neo, the Michael Jackson, you know, recordings or something. Oh, no. We need to hear these.
People have given me some great ideas in regard to what to do with them. Maybe give them to Janet.
We need to hear them.
It's all great ideas, but then it just... As soon as I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do. Yeah.
Like, maybe if you don't want to capitalize off of them because of, you know, how intimate they are for you, maybe it could be, you know, Neo records, you know, the songs that, you know, he wrote for Michael, and then you give it to charity or something. But
another
we need to hear
idea.
These.
Another great yeah. idea. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out what to do with them. But yeah, it is quality music, if I do say so myself. The world does need to hear this, but I'm gonna figure out the right way to do it.
Okay, and finally, again, your favorite Neo song that you recorded and favorite song that you've given to someone else.
My favorite song that I've recorded, I do not think I have a favorite.
Really?
It's too personal for me to pick a favorite. That would be like picking my son over my daughter or my daughter over my son. Okay. Like I can't, my daughter. No, I'm kidding. Mason, I'm joking. Relax, dude, I'm kidding. No, I can't pick a favorite. Every song that I write comes from, primarily every song that I write comes from a personal experience, a memory, you know, and it's hard to pick a favorite moment over another moment if it was a moment that you know, meant something to my life.
Okay.
And every song is, you know, falls in that category. Now, as far as music that I've written for other people, Beyonce's Irreplaceable always jumps to the top of the heap, mm-hmm. Just behind, first and foremost, the way that it happened, the lessons that I learned through the process. You know, the song itself is a true story. I grew up in a house with my mother, my sister, my grandmother, five aunts, and me till I was about 16 years old, right? And there was one particular aunt who every month had a brand new love. She was in love brand new every single month. The top of the month, oh, girl, like I love him so much. At the end of the month, he wasn't dirt. It was that, right? So one particular guy lasted a little longer than everybody else. 1 month rolls by, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Okay, this is something serious. All right. She bought this man a car with money that she did not have.
Ooh.
This was serious, right? Mm. This was the talk of the house. Mm. This dude, right? Come to find out, he's rolling through the very small town that we lived in that car with another woman and all of these things, and the whole town is talking about it, gossip, gossip, gossip. So she's, you know, heartbroken and embarrassed. So I remember the day that he came by the house, and I remember I used to personally not like this guy because I might have been 10, right? And I'm sitting in the living room.
But your spidey sense is new.
Kinda. I just never liked it. I didn't like him because every time he would see me, he would do this thing to my head. No, you, man. Get off me. It was that thing. So he walked in, he does a thing, and get off me. It's Tom and Jerry. Anyway, so he goes back in the back. You know, again, the house is not big, so you can hear everything that's going on. So he goes, babe, where's my, where the leather jacket at? And she goes, oh, yeah, to the left. Yeah, everything that's yours is in that box right there to the left.
Wow.
And it just escalated from there. And I just remember it just being funny. It was so funny to watch this dude that I didn't like anyway get chewed out by my aunt and then forced to walk out the house holding a box of his belongings, talking about, you ain't gonna never find somebody to love you the way I loved you. You done made a mistake today. And it was hilarious, right? So I wrote the song. And I wrote the song with the intention of kind of flipping the story to like act like it was my story. Mm-hmm. But once we finished it, myself and Stargate, shout out to Stargate.
Yeah.
We knew that we had something, but something didn't feel right. It was like, this is a hit, but maybe it's not a hit for you. Mm. And I'm like, okay, you might be right. Because we knew that the song was special.
Yeah.
But it's just something about what was happening in the moment just didn't feel right. So it was like, you know what? This this might need to be a woman's song. A woman may need to deliver this particular message. So we shopped the song to a few female artists before it landed where it landed. You know, names that I will not
say
right now.
I was about to say, share names.
Oh, no.
Maybe one name.
These people kick themselves regularly, I can imagine. Every time they hear this song, they get themselves a nice swift kick in the pants. Yeah.
Not even one name?
But I can't do it.
If I say it, would you?
Your interviewer is showing. Mm-hmm. Your journalist is showing right now.
Just one, maybe two names.
I'll say they're definitely names that you would recognize. People that you know. And mind you, I can't fault anybody for just not seeing it. You know, everybody doesn't get it, and that's fine. It's happened more often than you would imagine. You know, somebody hears a song.
It was meant for she delivered it perfectly.
Clearly. Song was clearly meant for Beyonce. You know, Beyonce heard it, went in the studio, knocked it out in roughly an hour. Again, I was saying I'm normally accustomed to holding the artist's hand, you know, through the process. Mm-hmm. You know, the next note is this one, and that was good. It was a good take. Let me get one more though. Just I feel like you can. Yeah, she did not need me for anything. I got the note. Yep, I know what it is. I'm good. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go get a coffee or something, and I'll be back. I came back and the song was done.
It was done.
Yeah, Beyonce's not human. It's cool.
Meant to be.
It's all right. I love you. You alien. I love you. Yeah. She's ridiculously talented, and I always think back to that song. And what I learned is that the message as well as the messenger is important. You know, the message switches up depending on who's delivering it. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you tell somebody something, right? And it's poignant. It's something that they need to hear.
Yeah.
And it doesn't so much compute, but then somebody else tell them the same thing and they get it. And you go, ain't that what I said?
I mean, you can attest to that as a parent, I'm sure.
Oh, 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
Neo, you were talking about how much you love Beyonce. We love you too. And again, you have blessed us with so much of the soundtrack to our lives. So thank you. I mean, when I say, I don't want to just say good songs, gorgeous, beautiful songs.
Thank you.
So thank you. And thank you for joining us for this Odyssey check-in here at the Odyssey Sound Space at Hard Rock New York. Thank you.
All love.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans. And the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.